Welcome to today's edition of the Rush 24/7 podcast.
Well, here we are, my friends. The anticipation is building. It's the day of the final debate in the 2020 presidential contest. We are less than 9 hours away from the debate commencing. Great to be with you today, folks. As always, telephone number, if you want to be on the EIB network and the Rush Limbaugh program, is 800-282-2882, the email address lrushbaugh@eibnet.us. I want to get something out of the way here first. Brian, put that picture up on the Ditto Cam. For those of you watching the Ditto Cam, I have a little photo I want to show you. And we'll put this up at rushlimbaugh.com if you are not watching on the Ditto Cam. That's Obama in Philadelphia yesterday. Now, I saw pictures of Obama in Philadelphia yesterday, and the only pictures I saw were tight shots of him near a podium in Philadelphia. He's out there trying to get out the black vote for Joe Biden. Look, there's nobody there, folks. He doesn't even draw a crowd. This is the weirdest damn thing. Obama, now, I have never been under the illusion that Obama is a great endorser. He doesn't show positive impact as an endorser of candidates. Ask Hillary about it. But they still use him, even though he's proven not to be that good at it. He doesn't. And in this case, there's nobody there for that. That is a zilch, zero, nada crowd. And the pictures you have seen, that's the one picture I found of behind the podium where you could see the crowd. Every other picture is a tight shot of Obama holding a megaphone. He doesn't need a megaphone to be heard by these people. Okay, Brian, you can take that off. And if you wondered why the media was only showing tight shots of Obama, that is the reason why. Okay, big debate tonight, and I have some thoughts, as we all do, on what Trump's strategery ought to be. I think, just to start covering some bases here, I think if the president can just look calm, like he's looked in these rallies this week, he has looked calm and confident and in command, in charge, but really confident in these rallies that he's had. Now, it's understandable. He's got crowds of supportive and friendly people, but you'd still be amazed at the number of attendees at Trump rallies who are not Republican. It'd blow your mind. But if he can just look calm, and even in the assessment of observers, just get a tie. So I think he can win this thing and win it big. But even if he just gets a tie, I think the momentum that is with him will continue. And I am starting to see, and I don't want to get too far out in front of my skis on this, but I am starting to see some nervousness in the drive-by media about Biden. And it has to do with Hunter's laptop, and it has to do with some of the rats now beginning to scurry and leave the ship. The media is, at the end of the day, a bunch of cowards, and they're narcissistic. And if some opportunist reporters start to see that Trump is surging, and he is, in the Rasmussen poll today up at 52% job approval, if they see Trump surging, a few of them, there's already one of note that I will share with you here in a moment, a few of them might break ranks and start reporting on this Hunter Biden stuff just to avoid embarrassment at missing the story, the problem, the thing that might have turned the tables against old Joe. If they think Joe, let's put it this way, if some of these reporters think, if they begin to fear that Biden is going to lose this, then there will be a few of them, I don't know who and I don't know how many, may try to get out in front of that. You know, look back at 2019. They thought Biden was a sure loser, and they were admitting back then. You go back to 2019, the Democrat primaries. They thought Biden was a sure loser back then, folks. They thought it was going to be Pocahontas. They thought it was going to be Crazy Bernie. They thought it was going to be. They did not think it was going to be Biden. They thought he was a sure loser, and they were admitting everything about Biden back in 2019 that they are refusing to even mention or cover now. Because the idea has been to protect Biden all along and throughout all of this. Now, there are two key polls that show Biden tumbling and Trump rising, 49% to 46%. I have a Washington Examiner story here. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden, who led Trump by 12 points just 2 weeks ago, has seen that lead tumble to just 3 points. In the Rasmussen Report survey, weekly White House watch, Biden leads Trump 49-46. He was up 12 points in this poll not long ago. First time in a month of Rasmussen head-to-head polls that Biden has fallen below 50%. This poll echoes the one we talked about yesterday, the IDB tip survey. They had the race even tighter, 48.1% for Biden, 45.6% for Trump. Now, helping Trump over the past week, the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing for Amy Coney Barrett. It went great. He's got back-to-back campaign rallies that he just owns. He's just in the zone at these rallies. And there have been, you know, the two truly bombshell reports on the Hunter Biden front. And I think what they mean is Trump needs to ignore Hunter in these debates. It may be tough in this debate tonight because Hunter Biden isn't on the ballot, and it won't be hard for Joe Biden to evoke sympathy for his son. Everybody has kids. Well, the vast majority of people have kids, and their kids, they'll do anything for them. And if Biden is given a chance to play the sympathy card and evoke sympathy for Hunter, then he'll do that. But the real focus here for Trump ought to be Joe Biden. Now, the truly bombshell reports on the Hunter Biden front are these. In the first, guy named Tony Mobolinsky, former partner of Hunter Biden, confirmed in a 689-word statement that he was one of the recipients of the now famous May 13, 2017 email, which laid out the cash and equity cuts from one China deal and included a 10% set aside for the big guy. And he admits that the big guy was Joe Biden. So now everything Biden has said about never talking to his son Hunter about any of these deals is now officially been exposed as a lie. And that's where Trump needs to zero in. If he's going to bring this up at all, he needs to focus on Joe Biden. Joe Biden's the big guy. Joe Biden is the guy that arranged all these deals. Joe Biden is the guy who had the power. He is the ex-vice president, or at the time, the vice president. He has the ability to get his son on Air Force Two, fly to China, and set his son up in some kind of China business deal or energy deal that is going to result in Joe Biden profiting handsomely as the big guy. It is Joe Biden who had the power to make these deals happen, not Hunter. You know, it wasn't Hunter said, "Hey, Dad, I got something big happening in China. Can you go with me over there to help make it?" It's not how it happened. Joe grabs Hunter. "We got some things we got to do in China. We're going to set you up over there, blah, 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 blah." And this is where, you know, you're going to send half of what you get to me, the big guy. You're going to send whatever percentage was. Tony Mobolinsky states that the email's genuine. He says Joe Biden is the big guy in question. Mobolinsky says that Hunter often referred to his father as my chairman and frequently referenced asking him for his sign-off or advice on various potential deals that we were discussing. In the second big bombshell, Fox News has reported that the FBI subpoenaed Hunter Biden's laptop in December because they were investigating Hunter Biden for money laundering. A government official told Fox News, quote, if a criminal case was opened and subpoenas were issued, that means there's a high likelihood that both the laptop and the hard drive contain fruits of criminal activity, which raises the question, why did they sit on this? Why didn't the FBI mention any of this during President Trump's impeachment nonsense? Which, lest we forget, was about Trump's phone call to Ukraine, where he merely asked about Ukraine's investigation into Hunter Biden's Burisma deal. Well, I've explained to you why the FBI hung on to this. I gave you my theory. My theory is they're not about cleaning up poison in the U.S. government. They're about controlling it. They're not about cleaning up a bunch of corruption in the U.S. government. They are about profiting from it. In this case, profiting from it by being able to exert control over the people guilty of corruption. That's quite a hammer to handle over somebody's head. So if they're looking at Biden potentially winning, they'll hold on to what's on that laptop and use it after he's elected to get what they want for the United States government to wield whatever power. Because these guys, the FBI, the intelligence community, they're not running for office. They're never going to be elected. They're never going to have that kind of power officially transferred to them by way of an election. But if they have a laptop computer that's got all kinds of incriminating criminal evidence on it about the guy who may be the next president, why, they've got a gold mine. So that could be one reason why they sat on it. And that's just my guess. I mean, based on what we've learned about the 4 years of Trump-Russia collusion BS that was nothing, that was an attempt to literally run Trump out of town, run him out of office using the power of totally made up allegations that they tried to pass off as real. Let's see. There are a couple of other things. Let me to make sure I've got some time on the other side of this break rather than the usual 2 minutes or what. I'm going to take a break now here. We'll come back because there's another phase, three or four new phases to this based on the evidence that we have, the bombshells on the Hunter Biden laptop and how it relates to the debate tonight, and possible defection. We might actually be watching some take place now. You got to know what to look for. You have to be able to read the stitches on the fastball in order to see what might be happening. We'll see what you think after we get back. Don't go away. So here is a tweet from Kaylee McEnany from just this morning. In the past 5 days, President Donald Trump has traveled to 5 states, nearly 6,000 miles. President Trump has carried his message directly to the American people, while Joe Biden sat in his basement, traveling to 0 states and traveling 0 miles. The American people deserve better. I want to try to put this in perspective for you. Just how strange is this? When looked at this way, we can clearly see the Biden strategy. The Biden strategy is to be nobody. The Biden strategy is to provide nobody an opportunity to run against anything because he's not saying anything. He's a ghost. He's not even there. He hasn't been seen since Monday. Maybe Sunday. He's literally holed up in his basement. And Trump is out there, as Kaylee McEnany says, 5 states, 6,000 miles. However, thousands of people that Trump has directly addressed, he's running against what? Running against a ghost. He's running against a generic candidate with a D next to his name on the ballot. In a sense, there's no there. the question, how do you compete and how do you contrast yourself when there is no tangible competition? What this does, see, I think this is rope-a-dope, and Trump's got to look out for this. He's got to be very careful. With Biden saying nothing, thereby giving Trump nothing to bounce off of, nothing to react to, nothing to counter, Trump has to make it up. Not make it up. Trump has to provide the Biden side of the argument in order to present his side. You can't run against nothing. Well, you can. Trump's doing a good job of it, actually. But I think it's a rope-a-dope. I think one of the things they're trying to do is to force Trump into voicing various things that he thinks of Biden, kind of guy Biden is, kind of guy Biden's son is, and all this sort of thing. Because Biden isn't providing it. Biden's not even out. As we zero in on Election Day, Biden's not even presenting the agenda. And nobody in the Biden campaign is either. Kamala Harris isn't out there in the agenda. And that's not what Obama is. Obama is strictly about trying to shore up the African-American vote. They are not presenting their agenda. They are not campaigning to get votes for them, as I have pointed out so adroitly and adeptly this whole week. They're doing nothing to get people to vote for them. They are strictly trying to win this election by getting people to vote against Trump's personality. As such, they are standing silent, sitting silent, saying nothing, trying to sucker Trump into saying things about Biden that could be portrayed as mean or as insensitive or as bad-mannered. It's exactly what they're doing here. I don't know if this was Kayleigh McEnany's point in this, but this is how I read what's going on. This is it's a circumstance where the president's going to be real careful. I think he's been pretty disciplined. His mentions of Biden at the rallies have not been over the top, which is clearly what Biden has hoped for. Biden has hoped to frustrate Trump so much by giving him nothing to react to that he's got to go out and make things up that Biden has or hasn't said or whatever. I mean, you get the drill, because it's really hard to contrast yourself with somebody who's not, doesn't exist, doesn't seem to exist. When there's no there. Tonight's going to be the first chance Trump will have actually had. And I think that what we're going to get from Biden tonight is more of the same that we've had this week, as much of nothing as he can provide, and instead an attempt to goad Trump into saying mean things about his son, to goad Trump into making allegations that sound so wacko that Biden, come on, man, you're going to continue this clown act from the last time we got, come on, man. Biden doesn't want to have to say anything substantive tonight. He doesn't want it to go anywhere. But there are people on Biden's side getting nervous about this. And that's what I want to explain to you when we come back from this big bottom of the hour obscene profit break. So don't go anywhere. Hi, welcome back. It's great to have you with us, my friends. Always is Rush Limbaugh, the fastest 3 hours in media. So folks, as I'm going to tell you, the way the Democrats are setting this up, it's uncanny. Mentioned it a number of times. Replay, repeat 2016 from a candidate with obvious, shall we say, limitations to a candidate that cannot and does not draw a crowd or flies. Now, in Hillary's case, she had more of an agenda identification than Biden does. But it's clear what the Democrats are attempting to set up. They really do believe that all they have to do is basically stay quiet and let the country express its hatred for Donald Trump, because that's what they think Twitter represents. They think Twitter represents America. They think Trump is despised and hated. So they just need to sit back and let that happen. They've tried this. They tried this in 2016. Look where it got them. If this gets even slightly bigger, folks, it's going to blow up Biden, and we're going to see some things that you and I have not seen in our lifetimes. If his campaign either explodes or implodes, if Trump ends up winning this, and I'm coming to you from their mindset. Their mindset is it's over. Their mindset is they've won it. They're just running out the clock. They're in the four corners defense. They're doing whatever they can not to rock the boat, in going so far as to keep the candidate invisible for four or five straight days so as to avoid any kind of a gaffe, any kind of a mistake. And so Trump owns the playing field here. And if, after this strategery, if Trump wins, after all of these premature victory laps, and another letdown exactly like what happened to them in 2016, they are going to go berserk. They're going to take to the streets and worse, and that's what I mean. We're going to see things that you and I haven't seen in our lifetimes. So I'm telling you, these people believe it's over. That's what Biden's behavior means. Biden being hidden, Biden being invisible, Biden saying nothing. And after the debate, Biden isn't going to do much more than what he's been doing this week. You wait and see. They think it's over. There are some concerns out there, however. Grab somebody number 22. This is the weekly press conference, Nancy Pelosi. And an unidentified female reporter asked her about the Biden corruption scandal, the bombshell releases and reports of the associates of Hunter Biden now admitting that it was Joe Biden who put together all of these financial deals.
These serious allegations of corruption involving Joe Biden have been raised in recent days.
I'm not answering your questions, okay? We're talking about the coronavirus. That's what I don't have all day for questions. That's what we're taking now. Anybody have a question on the coronavirus negotiations?
Not talking about it. Snaps at a reporter, refuses to answer any Hunter Biden question. Now, grab audio soundbite number one. This could be, I don't know yet, but this could be evidence of growing concern. Wouldn't call it a defection from Biden, although I have friends of mine who think it is. Last night on Twitter, Time Magazine editor Ian Bremmer tweeted the following. He said, of course Hunter profited off the Biden name. $50,000 a month from a corrupt Ukrainian energy company is because he was the VP's son. Otherwise, there's no such gig. He tweeted that last night. Of course Hunter profited off the Biden name. Why admit that? Well, because it's out there now, Rush. That's what these stories mean. Yeah, but editor of Time Magazine admitting it. And by the way, it's not the first time. Let's go back September 24th, 2019. CNN New Day. Ian Bremmer had this to say about Joe Biden and his son Hunter's business dealings in Ukraine.
Biden does have a problem here, by the way. I mean, I have to say, $50,000 a month for Hunter Biden, clearly to be selling influence, because otherwise no one would ever pay him that kind of money for a company that, frankly, was pretty corrupt and has been before and has been since under
investigations. And is that Joe Biden's fault or problem?
No, but it's hard to imagine Joe Biden wasn't aware of it. And I think that I expect that President Obama, if he had known about the reality of this situation, would have probably told Biden, get rid of this. Like, we shouldn't have your son working in this situation. That would have cost him.
All right. So now, when was this? This is September 24th, 2019. This is back during the Democrat primary campaign era when they've known all of this about Biden for all of this time. And back in 2019, They thought Biden was a dead loser. He wasn't going to win anything. And so they're freely talking about this, as though it is a known factor. Now, jump forward to now in the campaign, and he's the nominee. So, of course, they're running around acting like they never heard of any of this, and it's all news to them, and there's no reason to talk about it, except Ian Bremmer, the Time Magazine editor, tweeted it again last night. After the New York Post stories came out and documenting all that we have suspected. Of course Hunter Biden profited off the Biden name, $50,000 a month from a corrupt Ukrainian energy company, because he was the vice president's son. Otherwise, there's no such gig. So, somebody clearly is building a pathway to run away from this, should it be necessary. All right, let me grab a quick phone call here before we hit the next break, and let's see. You had somebody up there in green who, Patrick in Cleveland. We'll start with you. Great to have you on the EIB network. Hello.
Rush, I'm concerned that the president will go off the rails, lose his composure, and put people off like he kind of did last time. Now, I'm a big Trump supporter, believe me. I'm just nervous about it.
Why?
You know, he may say something to... And, like the people in the suburbs, I live in a suburb of Cleveland, a lot of Biden signs, but there's not a lot of Trump signs. I think the people don't put them out. They're just nervous.
Right. They're afraid that somebody's going to do vandalism to their property. But why do you think Trump's going to go off the...
I mean, I don't want him to say something stupid, to be honest with you.
No, I'm asking, why do you think he will? You said you're afraid that he's...
I'm afraid that he's done it in the past.
Oh, so he's done it once, he could do it again.
I want him to be laser focused. You know, I don't know who's advising him on these things. It seems like they haven't done they didn't do a good job last time. That's all I have to say.
Okay, so you are convinced that he's going to go off the rails tonight. You're very worried about it.
I didn't say convinced. I said I hope he doesn't. It's a fear I have.
And your fear is rooted in the fact that he did it last time, so he's done it once, he could do it again.
Of course he could do it again. I don't want him to, believe me.
Well, I think the last debate, I think Trump is already beginning to suffer from the ravages of the effects of COVID-19. I don't think he was himself. I don't think anybody advised him to behave the way he was. He was almost a caricature of playing the tough guy and not taking any grief, being the street fighter for his base to keep the base solid, to keep the base together. But I said, to open the program today, pretty much what you said, I just put a different way. I think if Trump can just look calm, look as in control of events as he has at all of his rallies this week, smile, not take any Hunter Biden bait, and most importantly, don't waste a whole lot of time on Hunter. Now, we all sit here and presumably believe that Trump doesn't know what he's doing, because of the last debate. So you're fearful he's going to replicate that behavior. You're afraid it's going to happen because you saw it happen once. And a lot of people have the same kind of fear. Then there are stories that Trump is going to go in topic areas that the moderator has not announced, that he's going to make sure he says some things he wants to say, even though the crooked, rigged, biased moderator is going to try to stop him from doing so. That feeds into the fear that people have that Trump has this need to impress people, that he's his own man, he's his own boss. He's not going to let these moderators tell him what he can and can't say, areas where he can and can't go. I just think if he's just calm, cool, collected, doesn't take any bait on Hunter Biden, because Hunter really is not the focus, especially with what we know now. We now know that Joe Biden is the big guy. Joe Biden is the guy that set all these things up. Patrick, thanks for the call. We'll take a break and come right back, folks. Hang on. Having more fun than a human being should be allowed to have is a new Joe Biden ad out there. So while Biden himself is standing mute, not saying anything, they're running ads. And this new Biden ad says America was an idea, just an idea that we never lived up to. This is such BS. This is so lame. It is obvious who is running the Biden campaign. It is obvious what their objectives are. Folks, if you had any doubts about what Trump is actually, and us, what we are truly up against, this little Biden ad ought to give you every answer to every question you've had. America was an idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident. No, we've never lived up to it, but we've never walked away from it before. And I think we just have to be more honest with our kids as we raise them. What actually did happen? We need to acknowledge our mistakes, Biden says in the ad. This is all from the ad. America was an idea. Here, grab audio soundbite number two. This is from the Biden ad.
America was an idea. An idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident. We've never lived up to it, but we've never walked away from it before. And I just think we have to be more honest and let our kids know, as we raise them, what actually did happen. Acknowledge our mistakes so we don't repeat them.
He doesn't even believe this. He's been a 47-year Washington Democrat. He's never said this before. He does not believe this. The Democrats of JFK, and he's one of the Democrats of JFK, they do not believe this. So whoever is running the Biden campaign, they are writing these ads. They're putting his name on them. They're making him voice them. They are running against the United States of America. The Americans, American people are the problem. America itself is the problem. America was an idea. We've never lived up to it. Did China write this for Biden? Why is Biden putting America in the past tense? America was an idea. Why isn't it America is an idea? Yeah, we're falling short. We can do better. No, it's not that, folks. America was an idea, and we've never lived up to it. America sucks. America is a giant joke. You have been fooled. You have been led down the path. There is no such thing as American exceptionalism. There is no American greatness. America was an idea, but we didn't live up to it, and now America is over, and now we need a new America. Did America not live up to it when the Civil War was fought and won and slavery was ended? Did America not live up to it when America saved the world, defeating Hitler and Hirohito? Did America not live up to it when Barack Obama was elected and reelected? You mean tell me America didn't live up to it? We were an idea, but we have never lived up to it. Folks, Joe Biden is reaching out to America haters. He is trying to win the presidency on the backs and with the support of people who hate this country, to people who deny the decency and goodness of freedom. Despicable. What would you expect from a big guy in shady business deals with the Chi-Coms? Guess who it is who is maybe plotting to walk away from the founding principles of America? It sounds to me like that's who Biden is. Sounds to me like if this guy wins, we're walking away. We're going to transform America. We're going to finish the job Obama was desperate to finish. This is Joe Biden. This is the candidate who says that voters do not deserve to know his plans to pack the Supreme Court. Because obviously what Joe Biden wants to do is wipe out the idea of America. Because it was an idea. That's all America, I guess, was. Because it's past tense in his head. He didn't even say America is. So, in a nutshell, Joe Biden's campaign is based on the idea of walking away from our founding. That is the end game. That's how you have to interpret this. America was an idea that we've never lived up to. Cal Thomas has a column out there. Reprinted at Jewish World Review, Debate Topics and American Priorities. And he contrasts the topics chosen for the debate tonight by the whoever the moderator is with what polling data says really matters to the American people. You can imagine there isn't much overlap here, particularly when it comes to climate change. Hardly anybody cares about it. Yeah, this is going to be the third in a row of these type events where climate change will be front and center. Anyway, let's take a break and we'll come back before you know it.